Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hands up, Republic Bank, hands up, as one, yeah.
You can get moving to the RBL CPL Final in Barbados when you use select Republic Bank products. To get on the road to the final, use Republic On Board, Republic Online, Republic Mobile, Point of Sale, or get an SME loan to advance your journey. You can also win one of three amazing trips across the Caribbean monthly to view RBL CPL matches. Plus, there'll be RBL CPL merch and match tickets up for grabs every month. We're moving as one. For more ways to win, visit RepublicGuyana.com. Republic Bank, title sponsor and official bank of the Republic Bank Caribbean Premier League.
Moving as one, yeah.
Two. Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick Two and Multi-X. Pick Two with Multi-X. Pick Two in the afternoon. Pick Two in the evening. Pick Two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air-over-water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA-listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Murondoy, Ignatius was surprised when Coretta showed up at his office, begging for her job and defending her personal beliefs about the LGBTQ community. But Ignatius made it clear that her problem went beyond gossip. It was her repeated intolerance, disrespect, and refusal to do better. He condemned her behavior, reminded her that life is about learning and tolerance, and put her out for good. Meanwhile, over dinner with Frederick and Marla, Kavita and Sharona shut down the rumors Coretta had been spreading. Kavita said they were only friends and business partners, but even if they were in a relationship, that it would be nobody else's business. Alarmed by the damage Coretta could have caused, Frederick and Marla agreed that it was time to explore legal measures to protect the young women. As we return to Murondoy, we find Kavita and Sharona in their boutique.
Ugh! Kavita, you okay?
Sharona, you know the more I think about what Coretta is doing, the more upset I'm getting. That woman really has some nerve.
You know, right? I don't know what I do to make her hate me so much.
Even if you and I were in a relationship, it's nobody's business. And why is it scandalous if it's a same-sex relationship?
Girl, you know the society we live in.
Sad.
It ain't look like homophobia going anywhere anytime soon.
But we have to do whatever we can to fight against it.
I agree.
Sharona, you know that I'm bi-curious, right?
Yes, we discussed it.
So, it's possible that I could be in a same-sex relationship one day. I told you that maybe I like you a little bit more than friends.
Kavita, you know where I stand. At this point in time, I prefer to remain friends and business partners.
And I respect that.
Speak about the devil. Look who coming in.
Oh gosh, not today. Coretta, what do you want?
Is I just bark at customers?
You're not a customer, you just here to be a cross.
I is a cross, nah? Hi, Yaga. Why are you just can't live in your truth?
I'll call the police.
What a poggly one Sergeant Murray and them other police can do. Eh? Look, I know upset me today.
Coretta, please. I'm begging you. Leave me alone.
I will never leave you alone as long as you're shacking up with my husband.
I am not with your husband. I am sorry, but you? I am not into older men.
You could say anything.
For a big woman, you really dotish.
And for a little girl, you want to sell yourself from Barbie's Tessie Quibu.
Why are you so evil? Coretta, I think you should leave and don't come back to our boutique.
Y'all think this business gonna be successful? Nobody wants to buy anything from two big rats.
Something is wrong with you. Continue and see what will happen to you.
So is threat you threatening me?
I don't have to threaten you. All the hate you spread and karma will get you.
The two I need to have a serious talk with God.
Look who's talking about God. Somebody who lies and spreads hate? Woman, you are not okay. At all.
I could say whatever I want about me, but I know what kind of relationship I have with my maker.
Sharona, you notice that some of the most religious people are some of the most dangerous? Imagine talking about God and spreading hate all in one breath.
You know, right?
Look after your own salvation.
Take a look in the mirror.
Imagine this is your attitude when paying customers come in. It's alright though. It's better I spend me $2 by the Chinese. Nobody want to wear these ugly clothes that I got in here anyway.
It's not for you. Correct is right.
I go man, I gonna pray for you.
Pray for yourself first, or witch.
So disrespectful.
Respect is given where respect is due.
Exactly. Man, go.
I'm gonna hear about you.
Imagine if we had customers when she came in.
We really need a restraining order against her. This is abuse.
I'll ask Daddy if he spoke to the lawyer.
Oh, shoot. Like somebody crashed.
Pepper, thanks for this coconut water. I had no idea Sterling Products used to bottle coconut water too.
Shelly, me and I.
Catalina, dehydrate coconut water is Sterling Products. If Simon does buy it, he loves the coconut water.
Sterling Products doing a lot of products since Golden Cream Margarine.
Yes. Abbey Butter, Sunnyvale Butter, Igloo Ice Cream.
Plus the Mighty Foam Laundry Detergent.
Mm-hmm. All local.
I love it.
Girl, anything made in Guyana, I just support it.
Marla coming over, Pepper?
She said she wasn't sure, you know. The fighting with Coretta and these rumors she's spreading about these girls.
Hey, Coretta is a really idle big woman, you know.
Idle and wicked. What she's doing is not right. She needs to stop before karma step in.
Enough is enough. Anyway, Pepper, I know you didn't call me over here for talk about Coretta.
So what's the tea, girl? Well, here now. I don't know if it's me imagination or what, but I feel Simon doing something behind me back.
Something like what?
He does that whispering on the phone. Sometimes he gone out and I don't know where he is.
Pepper, you serious?
Yes.
So wait, you think he cheating or something?
I don't know. But the other day he was on the phone and as soon as I walk in, he hang up.
You mean for tell me Simon in change? It's what us do these men. All in the old age, they don't done.
I don't believe this. Honestly, since I find out he do the DNA test behind me back, nothing ain't been the same. I don't know if I can ever trust him again.
I understand. I don't know if I could have forgive him.
That's rough. You know, right? If I did actually cheat on Simon, and I know it was a possibility, I would have said he right.
Of course.
Yeah, that would be fair. But it's the fact that me ain't do nothing. And this is how he treating me.
And now you think he cheated?
What else I should think when he having secret conversations? All now me and know is where he gone.
I thought he did change. Yeah, I know why I been through with him. But I figure he get too old to be abusive to you people.
I ain't gonna lie. Me, he never had an abuse problem.
He too old to try them nonsense now. So that's why I felt he changed. But I think that after Simon get into a relationship or marriage for a while, like he's just get bored and do whatever he can to jeopardize it.
Wow.
Think about it. Things ain't work out with the first wife. Things ain't work out with Joy. Well,
She very out of control and unpredictable.
Very much.
I see she the other day.
She looking good?
Anyway, I think this whole thing might be Simon's way of sabotaging his marriage because he wants to move on.
Move on to who? To what? To where? At he big age? Catalina, please.
Shelley, you know, man. Some of them don't down till the eye shut.
What Catalina's saying makes sense. And since Caleb Barn, me and Simon ain't been intimate either.
Doctor don't die in 6 weeks?
6 weeks done how long? But how am I supposed to be intimate with somebody who don't even trust me and accusing me of cheating and had a DNA test done behind my back?
Well, I understand.
So I don't know if he feels like I'm neglecting his needs or something.
Yeah, I'll need to talk.
Communication is important in any marriage.
I feel if I sit down to talk to Simon, all my anger could just come out. Since I find out he do the DNA test behind my back, I want to cuss this man out so bad. But the God in me, I've been holding back. I feel if I sit down to talk to he, I can start screaming and it anger me nice.
And to think he might be cheating.
I don't know, man. Simon too old.
You don't think Ignatius at his age would cheat?
Well,
exactly.
Right now, me know what to do.
You don't got your Simon phone?
I ain't got through his phone in a long time. And besides, he just uses Face ID.
But even with the Face ID, he does get a code.
I don't know the code.
I know all Ignatius' codes. Me ain't playing them games.
Pepper, you need to find that code. And when he's sleeping, go through that phone. And if you find anything, wake him out, he sleep with a bowl of ice water. Don't laugh, Shelley. I'm serious. Women just risk their lives giving birth. And some of these men just turn around and do bare stupidness.
Y'all think I should suggest we do counseling?
You gonna want to do that?
I don't know, but I could suggest it.
I would look through your phone first and then decide the next move. Simon too big to be doing stupidness.
Yes, man. I've been through enough with Ignatius, including cheating. Both of we cheat. I don't think I could deal with that again.
Y'all think it easy? Some of these men know how to embarrass me.
I can try and get the code for your phone.
And if you see anything in there, bowl of ice water, wake you out of sleep.
But Catalina, that could be dangerous. The man could get a stroke or a heart attack.
Look, I just want peace in my marriage. But I can't get that until Simon know how much he really hurt me.
Well, dear, you know what you got to do. It's Auntie Myrtle.
Pepper, you have more of this hydrate coconut water?
Yeah, I can get some more.
Where's Auntie Myrtle? Oh no! What part just happened?
It's war.
Somebody dead?
I'm dead by Pepper right now. Alright, I'm coming there.
What happened, Catalina?
Somebody knocked down Coretta. They just gone with you to the hospital. But somebody just called Auntie Myrtle and tell she died on the way.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Igloo sugar-free ice cream. Sugar-free ice cream.
Impossible that you're singing about ice cream without added sugar right now. I mean, how's that going to taste?
It's the best, most delicious I've ever tasted. The premium French vanilla flavor is so rich and velvety. Plus, my gym instructor approves. It's great for my weight loss.
So it's really delicious? Like you aren't kidding me? The children! No added sugar could be healthier for them. And Grandpa Glenn, with his diabetic condition. You mean he could finally enjoy desserts after all these years? I have to go. I have to get this.
Grab Igloo's sugar-free ice cream before she does.